Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Quickly, let me start with the preliminaries and let me start by appreciating God for the privilege to stand here behind such a huge troop to pulpit as this. Stand before the people of God in Ikoyi Baptist Church. Do you know Ikoyi Baptist Church? Have you ever been to Ikoyi Baptist Church? You people don't know Ikoyi Baptist Church. And I'm standing here today. It's a privilege from the Lord. Where I had stood with so many young people some years back as a teen worker. I came with teenagers here to Ikoyi Baptist Church. And yesterday's study in our study was actually in remembrance of me. How many of you use this Baptist study? In remembrance of me. And I remembered that I came with some teenagers called the Shalom Voices. My wife was one of them. I was a teen worker. And they had a drama, a musical called In Remembrance of Me. Ikoyi Baptist Church, about 20 years ago. They're about close. I'm not sure now. She will remember the date. And they had that program there. And during the musical, they actually served Lord's Supper. The place nearly went boom, but it didn't. How many of you were there here then? Mommy, thank you. Those teenagers served Lord's Supper. Wow. Thank God for Ikoyi Baptist Church, because God has through you fulfilled his divine purposes for individual lives. God has been using you in this environment to propagate his message, to declare his kingdom. In the convention, God has used you extensively to extend the frontiers of God's word to other nations. We celebrate you everywhere in the Baptist family. God has used you with great power and resounding victories. Right from your inception in the 60s, I believe, right from your inception where you had Baba Shole, and then up to the time of Reverend Dr. Eniton Abayo Milawa, God has always favored you. This house has been a house of favor, divine favor. And that's no wonder why in your 50th anniversary, you have been marked with celebration and rejoicing. This year has been marked with testimonies for you. Some of those celebrations we have been here to celebrate with you. It is my prayer that these celebrations and testimonies will not be marred by sorrow or pain. It is my prayer for you that these celebrations and testimonies will not be marred by sorrows or pain, but will be complete celebration. And they will be endless in expression. I want to quickly appreciate the pastors and elders of the church. Mrs. Adegboyega, thank you, ma. Brakunle, thank you. Pastor Femi Babalola, Pastor Onyegbu, other pastors and deacons in the house, God bless you for this privilege you've given us to bring God's word. I pray that the word of God will not fail today in Jesus' name. I bring greetings from my wife, Taiwo Taiwo. She's here. Taiwo Taiwo is here with us. And the clan, Emmanuel is here. Victory and Rejoice, they are in the children's section. David is at school in Ijegun. Continue to pray for your incumbent pastor, that the God Almighty will prepare him. The God will prepare him and his family as they make plans to join you next month. God will use them to take you to the next level. They will not fail in Jesus' name. I said they will not fail in Jesus' name. This morning, the message is titled, What Did You Go Out to See? What did you go out to see? It is a preparatory message. I ask that you lend your heart to the Lord. Lend him your ears and the inner man. As church people, we are many times too familiar with some terms and with some experiences in church. Some programs become like routine. And if we are not possible, if we are not careful, it is possible that we will go through the rudiments, we will go through the actions of these times and these experiences. Shebi, it is revival. We are supposed to have revival services every year. In fact, if we don't have revival services, the church calendar is not complete. So we go through the actions, we go through the ceremonies, and it is possible to go through and not be transformed. I pray that this morning, the word of God will come to you. It will come on you like showers upon plants. It will come to you like rain on tender grass. It will prosper you in all ramifications of life. In the name of Jesus Christ. What did you go out to see? I want you to confront your season, this season, with unshakable faith. The passage that was read to us was about the man John, the baptizer. John the baptizer was not an ordinary man. He is one of those people that the Bible told me that right from the womb, he was born again. He had the spirit. If anybody has the spirit, is he not born again? Eh? The Bible says he has the spirit. We grew up hearing the stories of John. The wonderful things that happened before his birth, during his pregnancy of the mother, and after his birth. We heard so many stories. How the angel visited his mother. How his father was made dumb. And how on the day of his naming, the word was spread about his name. And the father had a released tongue and had an impartation by the Holy Spirit. We heard about all those things. John was no mere man. John's commission itself was very peculiar. And even John himself knew it. Tell your neighbor, we're talking about John the baptizer. I refuse to call him the Baptist because many of you will now say, oh, he's a member of our denomination. He knew it. The one who called John and commissioned him gave him specific instructions. John heard clearly from his commissioner. He heard the message he was supposed to preach. Preach about the kingdom of God. Preach repentance from sin. He heard about where he was supposed to operate. He was supposed to be located at the Jordan, beyond the Jordan. His lifestyle was defined to him by the one that sent him. I'm talking about John the Baptizer. He was to live the life of a Nazarite. His best meals, and you may try it after this service, was locust seasoned with wild onion. His clothing, he was dressed in leather, camel skin. I'm trying to make it sound fashionable. His particular assignment: baptize for the remission of sin and point out the Messiah to Israel. He heard all this. In fact, he testifies to all this in John chapter 1, verse 29 to 34. He said, "The one that sent me to baptize with water told me, Upon him that I see the Holy Spirit rest and abide, he is the one that will baptize the people with the Holy Spirit and fire. You can read about John and his ministry in Matthew chapter 3, Mark chapter 1, Luke chapter 3. John was no ordinary man in the things of God. In fact, our Lord Jesus Christ attests to this notion. He said so many things about who John was. Jesus told us when Pastor was reading that John was the one that was expected by Israel to come before the Messiah. He was the forerunner to the Messiah. John was the one who was to come in the spirit of Elijah. And so he did. He came. He had a very powerful ministry. The Bible says all Israel went out to the Jordan. Israel went to the Jordan to meet John there. The Bible says wherever the carcass is, the eagles will gather. He knew the word. He knew the sender of the word. He knew his calling. He attended to this ministry. Just like many of us here. But the Bible tells me that at one point in his ministry, he was arrested. And he was incarcerated. And as he was being held in prison, John was expectant. Just a few weeks ago, at the Jordan, he saw Jesus. And as he saw Jesus, the Holy Spirit descended on him and remained. And he said to his disciples, "Behold, the Lamb of God, the one that is supposed to save Israel." And instantly, those guys left him and started following Jesus. He said, "I must decrease. He must increase." And he pointed him out to him. Jesus came to him and said, "Baptize me." He said, "No, you are to baptize me, not the other way around." And Jesus said, "Let all things be done orderly. Let's fulfill righteousness." But when the affliction came, when the stress came, when the ministry challenge came, when the persecution came, he said, "Wow, God is about to do something." Tell your neighbor, "God is about to do something." And he was taken gladly and he went willingly. Because he knew that the Messiah was around. The Messiah is the deliverer that was to come for Israel. He knew that the Messiah was around. And then 1 week in prison, and the Messiah did not show up. 2 weeks, the Messiah didn't show up. 1 month, the Messiah didn't show. 3 months, the Messiah didn't show. And every time his disciples visited him, you know, that was their visiting day, he would ask them, "Have you heard word about the Messiah?" They said, "Yes, he's around the Jordan. He came around, he was even doing ministry. In fact, he healed many people. In fact, he raised the dead." He said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yes. He's doing so many things. He's preaching." It's okay. Let's give him more time. And so he gave him more time. And 6 months, probably, he didn't see the Messiah. Then, weariness began to set in. Then he called two of his disciples and said, "You know what? Go look for him. Don't look for that guy. And ask him. Tell him that I told you to ask him, 'Are you the Messiah? Or should we look for another?' Ask him." They took their shoes, put on their cloaks, and they started searching for the Messiah. And they searched and searched and found the Messiah. It was not difficult to find him because the news about him followed him. And as he was teaching the people, they went to him and said, "Oga, can we have one moment?" He said, "What is the problem?" He said, "We are disciples of John. He sent us to you. He said, we should ask you, are you the Messiah? Or should we begin to look for another?" When expectation is not met in time, when expectations are not met as conceived, weariness begins to set in. Some weeks ago, a 3-month-old baby was found to have a medical condition not discovered before. And I was called, I rushed to the hospital in Koyi, somewhere, was it the Lekki Phase 1? And the grandmother said, "Pastor, go ahead, please pray with the baby." And we prayed with them. Other people were praying, pastors everywhere. The baby was rushed in for surgery. They got into surgery. They said, "Oh, then we don't need to do surgery anymore because all the valves open." Then we came out again, and after some time, the baby went back, relapsed, and then we were praying and everything, and we're praying, and then the baby died. And I went to the grandmother, who was a close minister, and she said, "Pastor, do we really need to pray? Is it still necessary to pray?" As she was dealing with the pain and the agony, she said, "Because we prayed." Then I told her, I said, "Yes, I don't have all the answers, but one thing I know, he answers prayers. He answered us according to the counsel of his wisdom, according to the counsel of his will. He answered." Many times, when the answer is not in line with what we are expecting or at the time we want, we begin to get weary. And when weariness creeps in, doubt begins to crawl in. And lo, that Christian that is overwhelmed with doubt and weariness, oh, what amount of blessedness that he will miss out on if he does not find his way back. Should we go look for another? I don't know where you are in your journey. I don't know where you are in your narrative, your story. I don't know what efforts you've made. The truth is that God does not fail and God does not change. I want you to tell your neighbor, God does not change. If you are bold enough, look your neighbor in the eyes and say, God does not change. Tell your circumstance, God does not change. Rather than God to change, situation, circumstance, occasion will bow to the God of all creation. It amazed me that Jesus did not argue with the disciples of John. I like the version that Pastor read. He said, "Go and tell John again the things that he has seen and had again. You too, you have seen it again. Go and tell him again." And our Lord Jesus Christ took him to the manifesto of the Messiah. Isaiah chapter 61 talks about the manifesto of the Messiah. So Jesus Christ began to say, "Tell John." He said, "Tell John, the blind received their sight." Because those are the things that the Messiah is supposed to come and do. "Tell John, the lame walk. Tell John, lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. Tell John, the dead are raised. Tell John, the poor have the good news preached to them." Then as they were going, he called them back and said, "Come. Tell John, blessed is anyone and everyone whosoever will not be offended in me. Tell John. Tell him. Blessed is anyone and everyone whosoever does not lose faith in me. Sincerely, when you are focused on you, like John was focused on himself, you lose sight of the greater picture of what God is doing. At that point of his incarceration, John forgot. You know, John was not just a baptizer. He was a preacher. But he was not just a preacher. He was a prophet. John forgot his own prophecy that I must decrease so that he can increase. He forgot. When we are faced with not so good situations and conditions, we forget. Let this week not just be about those small things you want from God. If it's just going to be about bread and meat, like Israel was always prone to ask for. The people that have been promised a land of milk and honey will always be asking for bread and meat and cucumber. What is shortchanging? I ask that you will allow God to brood upon your heart today to rekindle your faith. Where you have begun to lose faith, where you have begun to doubt, when you have begun to ask questions, is it necessary to come again? We came last year, nothing happened. The year before, we have tried. Then the Lord of all the earth, his name is called Faithful and True. So this season, I don't know what your expectations are. I don't know what you came out to see. If you just came to see this pastor that is coming, you have wasted your time. Because there is nothing about him. This is me. I've told you my life summary in 2 seconds. I've told you the story of my life. So what is there? So coming to see the pastor is a waste of time. But if you allow yourself to come and see the Lord and seek the Lord and focus on the Lord of the Jubilee, Jesus Christ the Messiah, in whom all the laws of Jubilee were fulfilled, you will not be disappointed. So I invite you, church, as we go on this week journey, that it will just not be a week of revival for Ikoyi Baptist Church, but it will be the beginning of a revival movement that the church worldwide so needs at this time. Listen, the church is in deep trouble at this time. The church needs a reviving touch of Jesus Christ at this time. And it will come one candle lighting another candle. You can be that first candle. Open up your heart. Open up your heart. Open up your heart. He says, I should tell you this morning, the blind are still receiving their sight. Whatever your situation, the lame, they are still walking. The lepers are still being cleansed. The deaf are still receiving hearing. The dead are being raised up. The poor are receiving the gospel. Whatever your situation, he says, I should tell you, I am still at work. I am still on the throne. He said, I should tell you, blessed is everyone, whosoever will not be offended in him. Blessed is everyone and anyone who will not lose faith in him. Rise up with me. I don't know if you know this song, but I would want us to make it our confession this week. In Christ alone. In Christ alone, my hope is found.
He is my light, my strength, my soul.
This cornerstone,
this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. Comforter, my all in all. Here in the love of Christ I stand.
In Christ the Lord,
who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on the cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the dead of Christ I live.
No guilt in life,
no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me.
From
life that's bright
to final
death, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of death, no fear of death, can never flow.
And begin to say that, Lord Jesus, I put aside all the distractions, all the situations, all the arguments, all the challenges, all the afflictions. Whatever I'm going through now doesn't matter. I just want to connect back with you. I just want to connect back with you. In this season of revival, Lord, I want to experience you afresh. I want to experience you anew. It's all about you being the Lord of my life. It's all about you being on the throne in my life. Lord, I put aside the every discouragement, I put aside every doubt. Help my unbelief, oh God. Help my unbelief, oh God. Open your mouth and pray. I believe, oh God. Help my unbelief. Lift me above every situation and circumstance that is clouding my view of God's greatness. Every situation, every circumstance, every occasion that is clouding my view of your greatness, oh God. Of your power, of your faithfulness, of your consistency. That which will not allow me, oh God, to tap into that which you are doing in this season, oh Lord. Remove it, oh Lord, before me. Remove it, oh Lord, before me. That this season will not be wasted on me. Lord, I didn't just come here, oh Lord God, to preach revival. Lord, I ask, oh Lord God, that I will be revived in this assembly. And I will be revived on this occasion. I will be revived through this season also. My family will be revived. My wife will be revived. My children will be revived. Lord, revive us. Lord, I open up my life to you. Let it be the beginning of a new chapter. Let this season be the beginning, oh Lord God, of a new chapter in your year of Jubilee. We have no other place to run to. We have no other to seek out. You are the one and the only. You are the beginning. You are our end. You are our first solution and the last. We come to you and to you alone.
As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul is athirst for the living God. When shall I come to appear before the presence of God? As the deep pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul is athirst for the living God. When shall I come to appear before the presence of God? O my soul, why art thou so disquieted within me? Put your trust in God. Father Lord, we have come as a people that are seeking you in this season. You said if we turn to you, you will turn to us. You said that the expectation of the righteous will not be cut short. Lord, we ask that the fulfillment of your word will come to each and every one in this season. Lord, you have promised us a reviving. You said that in the last days I will remove their hearts of stone, I will give them a heart of flesh. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you will bring forth that new revival. That it will not only consume this house, but it will consume the nation. And from this nation, it will go on nation after nation. Till all the kingdoms of the earth have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. Lord, let it be so. Let it come true. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5-7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 at 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org. We look forward to having you back next week.